From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stephane de Mistura, says progress is being made in efforts to reach a negotiated end to Syria's long war. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, where the fifth round of intra-Syrian peace talks has wrapped up.
The UN Special Envoy for Syria says there has been incremental progress and all sides engaged in serious, substantive negotiations during this round. The group discussed broad range of issues, including governance, the political transition, elections, and counterterrorism measures. De Mistura says the negotiations were moving on several parallel fronts, and nothing would be agreed until everything was agreed. And he says that will take patience and time.
Last time we said that the train is in the station, ready. I think we can say, especially in Switzerland, where trains are very precise, that the train is moving out of the station, slowly, but moving out of the station.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. media outlets say terrorist groups such as Al-Qaeda and Islamic State have been testing explosive devices that can be hidden in a laptop and that can evade some commonly used airport security screening methods. The news organizations say the intelligence played a role in the Trump administration's recent decision to prohibit travelers flying out of 10 airports in 8 countries in the Middle East and Africa from carrying laptops and other electronic equipment on board in the cabin area. And U.S. authorities say 3 people under arrest in connection to a fire which caused a portion of a major interstate to collapse in the city of Atlanta on Thursday. Authorities say it will take months to be rebuilt. This is VOA News.